The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
It's my pleasure to welcome to our studios here for the first time the general manager of Filmco. And we're going to be getting a lot more information. Let's say welcome to Denise Deonorai. Nice to have you with us here this morning.
Thank you for allowing us this interview, Satish. And good morning to your viewers as well.
It's nice to have you with us here. The film festival has been around for a long time, but yet still there is the need for more sensitization, for more information, education. We could use a whole set of words to describe what we need to do, but that's what we're here to do this morning, and that is to give people a lot more information on what's going on. But before we get to that, let's find out a bit more about you. Let me give you the opportunity to familiarize the listener with you so they can have a greater appreciation for your perspective. Tell us about you, some of what you're involved in, and where you started, how you got to where you are now.
Absolutely. So it's been a pleasure for me to join the team at the Filmmakers Collaborative of Trinidad and Tobago, which is a not-for-profit organization dedicated to promoting and supporting Caribbean-affiliated films. And I at first got exposed to the world of film through working with Daniel De Frontala, mm-hmm. where I acted, it's a very small part on her series, The Reef. And I think at that young age, it really was impacting to me to see a woman at that time commanding such a presence mm-hmm. in a male-dominated sector.
Right.
And of course, I had carried that inspiration so that when the opportunity to be a part of Filmco arose, it was for me a very easy yes. And of course, I do as well enjoy supporting not-for-profit organizations. I think they have a very important role to play in our society.
Yeah. So let's get some more information about the Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival. Let's operate as if, okay, we'll take it from the perspective, I have never heard of the film festival. Tell me what this thing is about, how long it's been around and all those things. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it.
So the film festival has been in existence for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a long time for a brand. And we are elated to be the organizers of the festival since 2019. The film festival is a pinnacle in the calendar for filmmakers and moviegoers because it allows your audiences to see never-before-seen films that will be making either world premieres, Caribbean premieres at the festival. And these are independent films that you may not get the opportunity to see otherwise that have, I think, a very strong message that are a strong caliber as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the festival is going to kick off this year on the 20th of September
right.
with our opening night that's going to be at Queen's Hall. And we will have the premiere film, which is Doubles.
Mm-hmm.
That film is directed by Ian Hanrahan. He has Trinidadian roots, and it's a very compelling story that I think many persons would be able to identify with. Tickets are available at Island E-Tickets. We have two tiers. That's $2.99 and $3.50. And we encourage everyone to check out our website, www.ttfilmfestival.com, where they'll be able to get more information about the film, all of the films that are in this festival, and to purchase their tickets. We have a live closing performance by Olatunji as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I just did a quick search looking for film festivals, and there are a number across the world that take place. Some have gone already, some are yet to come, and there is definitely an interest in film festivals. And for us to have a film festival that's going on 18 years speaks to the interest that it has generated. We spoke to someone this morning who has a film that is going to be premiered, and they said to us that 6 minutes after announcing tickets, it sold out. And it says that, well, there are people who want to know more about this thing. But from the wider perspective, one of the positions put forward by a listener through a text message is that, well, it's all well and good for these films to be premiered at the film festival, but how does the wider population get to see it? And how does the wider population get to appreciate the work outside of this, I don't want to say select group of people, but outside of this very controlled environment that is the film festival? Is that something that the film festival has been dealing with? Is that part of their jurisdiction, or do they leave that up to the producers of the film themselves?
So the film festival is accessible to everyone,
right?
And there are varying components to it. So the festival actually kicks off after the opening night from the 21st to the 27th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three key locations. The first location is Nellis, where we have student films. And to increase accessibility, there's no cost to that. It's really marketed to students.
Right.
And that's courtesy of Republic Bank, giving their commitment to culture and art.
Mm-hmm.
We have our public screenings at Movie Town. And anyone in the public can purchase tickets to see those movies. The movies actually are being offered at a special price of $40 to increase accessibility. And in commemoration of our 18th anniversary, we are actually offering as well a festival movie pass,
mm-hmm.
where you get 18 tickets for $540, which is a further discount of $30 a ticket, which is a steal of a deal. But what that means is the audience can bring together their families, they can buy 18 tickets for one movie, they can mix it up and really make it an outing. And we also are partnering with the UE Film Programme to do films, mm-hmm. showcase films there, and it's, although it's targeted to tertiary students, it's free and it's also accessible to the public. I will also share that we have a night cinema experience. It's called Cinema Under the Stars. And it's exactly that. You get to see two movies under the stars.
Mm-hmm.
We have an activation at the Naparima Bowl where doubles will also be shown.
Right. And for those people who are just tuning in, doubles is not your go and get to it slide. It's an actual film that's being premiered.
Yes.
For persons, because people may join the conversation later and want to know, well, what is this doubles thing we're talking about? It's actually a film. And I had the opportunity to see on social media snippets that were related to this. The production of it and the people behind the scenes, a bit of it. And it's very interesting looking at something that we take for granted.
Absolutely.
Which is doubles. Doubles is it has been described by so many food vloggers to the country that it's the street food. They've identified it as the street food. We identify the street food. And it's this production is so creative, taking something that we may not necessarily give the kind of credence to and turning it into a full-fledged production. Now, we're heading close to the news, but there are a couple other things that I want to get from you in our interview. And for those of you who are now joining us, we're having a discussion here this morning talking about something that's very, very important. That's the Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival with us, General Manager of Film Co. That's Denise Deonarine. On the other side of 8, after the news, probably I'd like to get from you a list of some of the films that are going to be premiered and what else people can view at the film festival. And 18 years is a long time. I'm sure in there we would have some real success stories. I'd like to get a couple of those as to how has the film festival been the launching pad for persons to reach their potential and probably inspire some other people to want to get more involved. How do people get involved in the film festival? And I'd also like to know, what's the role of the film festival in growing the sector? Because that's been on the agenda for quite some time, discussions about diversification. I know that film was identified as one of the pillars for diversification under the People's Partnership. I don't know what has happened with it since then. And we'll discuss all of that and so much more on the other side of 8. We'll also be taking some of your calls. You can send your text messages as well. Our special guest in studio, Denise Deonarine, General Manager of Film Co. A couple messages, news, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Shake up your morning with the Morning Rumble on Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Three and a half minutes after 8. For the final hour of our show here this morning, or just some info, I'll be with you all until 12. Yeah. Just like yesterday, yeah. So I'll be guiding you until 12 noon today. With us in studio, our special guest, Denise Devnarayan, General Manager of Film Corp, discussing the film festival, the film industry. We've been hearing a lot about it. Well, I'm not too sure if hearing a lot about it is the right term, but we probably should be hearing more about it because it's been identified as one of the numerous pillars that can take us to diversification levels that we want to attain and we've been talking about for a long period of time. Just before we get into the nitty-gritty, where is our film industry at this point in time? There were robust discussions about it and invitations for persons to come and film the movie here, and we have local producers. But describe the industry as it exists. What do we have as a film industry here? The question is not to be facetious, but really to get a better understanding. We hear about it, but how many people are really involved in the film industry? What kind of engagement do we have? And is it providing the kind of money and returns that probably we need? Yeah.
So, Satish, I think the pandemic had a real impact on filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that in terms of the entries, particularly from Trinidad and Tobago in this year's film festival. But we're very happy to have the film festival as a launching pad and an ability to showcase the work that has been done and to continue to motivate new content.
Mm.
And we're elated to partner with Film TT on this film festival. And we hope that, again, it will continue to inspire new filmmakers, student filmmakers, professional filmmakers to be part of the film festival in the future.
Yeah. I think we have a call to you. This is, hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Satish.
Hey,
good morning to your guests. Daniel DeFantale is a name that I know for a long time. So yeah, that is a name that's associated with the heart and soul of the film industry in Trinidad and Tobago. To your guests, Satish, in the 1950s and 60s, I seem to recall that Trinidad and Tobago, during that time, had attracted a lot of big name movies, and were filmed either in part or in whole in Trinidad and Tobago. And stars like Cary Grant and others, who were big names at that time, were very common sights in Trinidad and Tobago, and they attracted the directors and the producers and all of these movie makers. And Trinidad and Tobago had a very vibrant movie industry at that time. I don't know what happened, but all of those things fell away. You see, these things feed into the local film industry, and we in turn, would learn from seeing these big name producers and being able to work side by side with them and being involved in their productions. And I don't know if any effort could be made on the part of the, of your industry to bring back that type of involvement, for possibly where our local practitioners might be able to rub shoulders with some of these bigger names, and in exchange, in return, would be able to make better productions in Trinidad and Tobago, and perhaps even launch catapult Trinidad and Tobago's film industry into bigger and better things. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call.
I think it's an excellent question. Thank you so much to your caller. The film festival, I think, plays its role in bringing together international, regional, and local experts. We have over 100 films that are going to be screened in this film festival from across the world. And some of those directors are actually going to be here in this country for the film festival. And that includes Gloria Davis, the director of the film Black Barbie. We're going to have masterclasses as well for our filmmakers that, again, is capacity building to support them in what they do. So the film festival is a melting pot. Persons will be able to network with international, regional, local peers to inspire them to do more work. We hope that we will be able to work with our Jamaican colleagues, as their government has now done a significant commitment to the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
We have good relations with the Dominican Republic. They also support their film industry. So we hope that through the film festival and any subsequent work that Film Co. will do, that it will allow for regional co-production.
So tell us about some of these success stories that we've had. because over the course of 18 years, we would have had a number of persons coming and participating in the film festival. The exposure would have grown, and the opportunities obviously would have presented themselves, the platform for them to launch and all of these kinds of things. Are there any that come to mind? Are there any that stand out?
To me, that would be the film Doubles. So Doubles with Slight Pepper was viewed many years ago at the film festival. And it is a mammoth task, I think, to do a featured length film. So Ian started off with a short, which was Doubles. He had Spike Lee that was part of that. And he then has now gone on 10 years later to galvanize the resources that have allowed this this film to now become a featured film.
Hmm. I can't begin to imagine what probably goes into creating a feature film. The kind of resources, I mean, when we listen internationally about some of these budgets you hear for movies and that kind of thing, you say to yourself, well, I am nowhere ever going to be able to get that kind of funding. And it shows the creativity amongst persons who persevere with those challenges. And getting funding is probably, I'm assuming, one of the greatest hurdles that they have to cross. For the main reason, anybody investing, which is what putting money into a movie is, you're investing in a movie, they're going to be looking for their returns afterwards. But how does it work? So let's just say I decide, here, you see my phone take real good quality videos, and I'm making a movie. And I put together, which I've seen people do, take their phone and put together 15 minutes something, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Some people have even gone longer than that. And I edit it and everything else, and I come to the film festival and I say, listen, I want to be a part of this thing. How does it work? Is there a screening committee? Walk me through the process of being, of create, well, forget the creating, I'll create it. But I want it to be featured. How does it work?
So you're absolutely right, Satish, that gathering funding for a film is incredibly difficult, because sometimes an investor may not be able to see the return. And it really requires a pipeline, and a pipeline that includes distribution on online streaming platforms, distribution on television, so that we have incentives. And I do hope that Corporate Trinidad would support local filmmakers, professional filmmakers, student filmmakers, by leveraging the tax incentives and rebates that exist to fund films. And I do hope through the future work that we're going to do with local and regional distributors, such as television companies, that they would really agree to broadcast and make a commitment to broadcast Caribbean film, right? In relation to someone who would like to be part of the festival and make a submission, you will have the opportunity. We have an open call early in the year, and you submit your film, and yes, it goes before our programming committee, and that committee consists of international and local experts, and they of course are going to look at the technical side, right? Technology has been a great equalizer with film, so now yes, it's made the ability to create a professional film or student film in a more accessible way, and your film is then screened by this committee. And it's at that point. So we received over 200 entries for the festival this year. Mm. And that committee has the task of streamlining and picking the films that are ultimately showed before audiences.
What do you look for? What there will be set criteria or certain guidelines, at least a threshold that you need to meet. What is it? What are some of those things that you look for?
So they would look at things like your editing, your cinematography, your script, the acting, right? All of those things that you can then say, okay, it can be shown and more so appreciated by a paying audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some time ago, we had an interview with a young lady who runs a production company. They do plays and skits and these kinds of things. And it's Parson Production, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And they ran two programs, one at SAPA, one at NAPA, highlighting their plays. But when you speak to them and the originality of what they do, It includes the script and the character and the costuming and the music and everything. It's a full-fledged production that, quite frankly, with the right kind of guidance, could be turned into a screenplay, because it's all the elements are there. Mm-hmm. And thinking about how many of these production houses we have across the country, it probably might be the next step for them to turn this passion into a very lucrative career, because you can never tell when some scout, somebody, some would be from representing somebody somewhere, somehow, would get a view of what it is you're doing and realize to themselves, well, there is a lot of potential here. This could probably be one of the next best things to grace screens across the world. And I'm assuming that's where anybody would want to go. Given the globalized environment that we live in, the world is now your stage with technology. You can, and vloggers have been able to do it. They've been able to put their production together wherever they are in the world and get tens of millions of people to view it and turn it into a lucrative career. I know we're running out of time, but let's get back into some of the nitty-gritty. So the film festival, you said there's a pass for 18. Explain that to me again.
Yes. So we have, in commemoration of our 18th anniversary, we have a festival movie pass with Movie Town, and you'll be able to purchase 18 tickets for $540.
Right.
And that gives you a further discount on the ticket price.
So okay, there would be a listing of the movies, the 100-plus movies at Movie Town. And just like you go to see any other film, you go into Movie Town, you look at the listing of what it is there and what you want to view, and you just buy a ticket and you go inside and you take it in. But this is like a I don't want to say a hall pass, but it makes it easier, less cumbersome for you. And it's probably something people should take advantage of. The festival, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it. What is the format of the festival? Is it like some of these gala awards we see and some of these huge events across the world? And are we there? Are we striving for that, or what's going on?
Yes, absolutely we are. I mean, our opening night is a gala, mm-hmm. and it's open to the public. And then we have the Movie Town screenings that will happen. And a particular and a very interesting film block that I would encourage all of your listeners to come out and support, mm-hmm. is the block called I Advocate. And this is it's four blocks, or four films, sorry, mm-hmm. that is dedicated to shedding light on critical issues surrounding domestic violence and women's rights. And that's going to take place on the 22nd of September from 1 to 3 p.m. And we'll also have opening remarks delivered by His Excellency Peter Cavendish, the ambassador of the delegation of the European Union,
right.
who, through the European Film Festival, mm-hmm. in Trinidad and Tobago, we have curated this block of films, and it includes two entries from the Trinidad and Tobago Film Festival, which are Living Bodies and Our Menopause.
Mm. Okay. So for persons listening in to us who want more information and want to be a part of this, want to go down and experience, I'm assuming it's very simple. Tell us about what it is. Just show up at Movie Town and pay your ticket and go inside.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tickets are actually already on sale. And as you've heard from the Panaz story, mm-hmm. their tickets have in fact been sold out. But there are more tickets that have been made available. So anyone can visit the Movie Town box office as early as today. I would encourage mm-hmm. them to get their tickets as quickly as they can, and especially for the film block I Advocate. It's a very important, I think, film block that we would encourage as many persons to attend. I mean, as you know, domestic violence is something that has sadly increased during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and we see this on the newspapers. So film has always been a powerful medium for advocacy and for change. It can break barriers. It can shift perspectives, right. because of these stories. So we want to encourage everyone to to view these incredible, incredible films?
I know this it may be a difficult question to answer, but as involved as you are in all that has transpired in the industry, if we did not have the film festival, what do you think the realities would be for persons in the industry?
I wouldn't want to imagine, I think, a space without the Toronto Tobago Film Festival, because it would make the road for a filmmaker very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are proud to be the premier film festival in the English-speaking Caribbean,
right,
and happy to provide the support and community for filmmakers and for movie lovers.
Mm, yeah, I think from all that you've said and from my knowledge of the film festival and persons who are involved in one way or the other, people should take advantage. Here at home, we have a population that is searching for things to do. There are many people who do not have the financial wherewithal to travel and engage in all of these very expensive things. But they're always looking for something to do. And this is definitely something worth doing. And you can have group and outings. You can do it with you and your lead. You could do it alone. That's the beautiful thing about the film festival. You could go with as many people as you want. You could go by yourself and sit and enjoy and appreciate what is there. And the more people who take part and go and see the films and support the groups and the producers and the actors and everybody else helps. Every little bit helps. Every ticket that you buy, you may seem or you may think it's insignificant, but it's a drop in the bucket. It sends a message, you know, that the work that is being done, all the efforts that you, your company, the film festival, all the stakeholders are putting together, that it's appreciated. And that level of appreciation can be the inspiration or the support that people need to carry on. And after 18 years, I think the film festival needs to be commended, definitely, because you have some ventures that start and after a season, two seasons, that's the end of it for them. But it seems as though the film festival is going from strength to strength. And we encourage, just give us the days again.
The opening gala is going to be on the 20th of September. Mm-hmm. That's at Queen's Hall. Tickets are available at Island E-Tickets.
Right.
And then the festival kicks off on the 21st to the 27th.
Yes. And the advice, ladies and gentlemen, is go down and take advantage of all that is there for you. Ms. Dana, I want to thank you for being with us here this morning. It's been a pretty interesting discussion, looking behind the scenes, really understanding all that goes into making this possible for people to just go buy a ticket, to buy a popcorn and sit down and view what's going on. I know that the pandemic made people readjust how they do things. And the movie industry was hard hit. We had interviewed on the program Mr. Derek Chin and his son, and they had spoken to us about how difficult it was. We saw the closure of Movie Town in Chaguanas, and we know that that was a big deal. And it seems to me from the discussions we had that there is a bit of a resurgence, that life is getting back to normal. People are going back to do the things that they were accustomed doing. And this is just probably one other thing for you to do and take advantage of. I want to thank you for being with us here once again and giving us the information, the insight into the film festival. It was my pleasure having you all with us this morning.
Thank you, Satish, to you and our sponsors, including the National Gas Company, mm-hmm. our signature sponsor.
Yeah. A couple messages, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.